What is up, everyone? Welcome back to my channel, the number one place for new coaches, content creators, and entrepreneurs. In today's video, I really want to dive into talking about all the rookie mistakes that I see a lot of people making when it comes to Instagram stories. And I am so guilty of some of the mistakes that I'm going to share with you. So I really want to share this wisdom so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Not only this, the reason why this video is so important, I'm actually really excited about, is because Instagram stories more and more is becoming way more popular than any other platform within Instagram. It's more popular than feed posts, it's more popular than IGTV. So that means a lot of people are using Instagram stories every single day. And if you are not leveraging it, then you're really missing out. So if you really wanna learn the mistakes that I've caught a lot of people making, including myself, when it comes to Instagram stories, then keep on watching. Now, if you are not new to my channel, you know that I don't like to waste your time. So let's just dive right into the very first rookie mistake that I see. And that is not giving context to your IG story videos. Now, if you are someone like me, I love to post videos on Instagram story. I'm constantly on my IG story posting my rants, posting my thoughts, posting my tips and lessons that I don't really share on YouTube, but I just share to my audience on Instagram, which, by the way, follow me on Instagram if you want to catch those ones. But basically, the idea is that I love to post videos on Instagram story. However, what you need to realize is that most people are either at work and they have their phone on silent, or the way that Instagram is built, you actually have to increase your volume in order to even hear sounds on Instagram story. Meaning that for many people, Instagram stories are automatically muted. So if you already know that for majority of people, their Instagram stories are muted, if you're just doing a long story of you talking and you're not adding some text to at least give a summary or a key takeaway of what you're talking about, it's gonna increase the chances of someone just clicking right by. Not only this, you have to understand not a lot of people have a lot of patience, meaning that it's a lot faster for people to read something on your story than it is for them to sit there for 15 seconds and wait for you to finish talking. And especially if you have multiple clips of you talking, they're probably gonna lose a lot of patience. So make it a lot easier for your audience to understand what your key points are, what your key takeaways are, and give them a summary of what you're speaking of by adding the text. And if you don't believe me, I actually have a lot of people who DM me thanking me for adding text on my Instagram stories, because for many of them, they're at work, they're not able to turn up the volume, or they just simply appreciate having a summary. So if you want to increase your retention rate and you want your audience to at least get the message that you're saying instead of just them skipping past your story and not getting any message at all, I highly recommend that next time you put text, doesn't have to be a whole transcript, but at least putting a key summary point of what exactly that clip is saying so that your audience can truly follow along. Now, the next rookie mistake is something that I used to do a lot and now I'm super conscious of, and that is misplacing the poll feature. Now, if you're familiar with Instagram stories, you're obviously familiar with this feature right here, which is the poll feature. I personally think that this is the feature that I probably use the most. Now, the issue is that if you're placing the poll feature way too large on the bottom, closer to the right, then you're probably gonna get really skewed results. And the reason for this is that if you're putting it on the bottom, close to the right, that's the area where people are clicking past. So if you're confused as to why you're getting a lot of negative results on your polls, then that's probably why. That's why, to fix this, what I do is I try to make my polls a little bit smaller and I try to skew them to the left, because more often than not, people are always clicking on the right, but probably not often to the left. So that's why I try to skew the poll to the left side so that my results aren't messed up, just because people have slippery fingers and they accidentally click no instead of actually wanting to click past my story or clicking to the next story. So you gotta make sure, if you do want to preserve the results of your poll, try your best to try to put it in an area where people aren't really gonna be clicking no by accident. Now, speaking of misplacing the poll feature, the next mistake that I have is also about misplacement, and that is misplacing any clickable links. Now, when you have a tag or you have a location or you have a hashtag, anything that you want people to click on, try not to put it too high or too low in your story. I'm gonna show you a real life example of me messing this up, and that's why I'm literally sharing this tip with you. Now, I had someone use my photos, and I think that they were trying to use my photos as a catfishing thing, I'm not really sure. But basically, I put this person on blast in my Instagram story and I asked my followers to report this account that was using my photos and pretending to be me. Now, what happened is I actually put the tag way too low within my Instagram stories. And minutes later, I had a lot of people messaging me telling me that because I placed the tag too low, they weren't able to click on it. So if you are creating a story and you have a hashtag, a tag, a location, or even a GIF or something that you want people to actually interact with or click on, try to make sure that it's not too high or too low because those places are areas where people actually cannot click anything on. Now, moving on to the next mistake that I see, and that is making your hashtags way too small on Instagram story. Now, let's be real. One of the main reasons why people like to use Instagram hashtags on their IG stories is because they hope that they'll end up on the main page of that hashtag within the story section. However, because we all care about aesthetics, nobody likes to actually visually show that they're using hashtags. So what they do is that they try to hide their hashtags by making it super tiny and super invisible. However, the issue with this is that if you actually make your hashtags way too small, Instagram does not register it. So it's as if you're wasting that space anyways. It doesn't count if your hashtag is way too small. Now, at this point, you might be wondering, oh my goodness, so if I can't make my hashtag super small, then how do I hide my hashtags? Well, what you can do is you can actually hide your hashtags behind stickers. And this is a really easy fix to ensure that the possibility of your stories ending up on the main page of that hashtag can still show up while respecting the aesthetic that you want to have for your Instagram story. So I highly recommend that you try this technique out by actually hiding your hashtags on top of stickers. Now, if you have a main color as your background, instead of hiding your hashtags behind stickers, you can also just simply color match it and make your hashtags completely blend into the background. That is also a really useful technique that you can use. But basically, the main story is that you do not want to make your hashtags miniature because Instagram will never read it. Now, moving on to the next rookie mistake that I see that I actually am quite guilty of, and that is creating non-digestible content. What this means is that on Instagram story, you want to make your content digestible. You want to make it engaging. It doesn't mean that you're going to put a whole essay on one page. Break it up. Try to use different features. Try to use different fonts. Try to make it so that when the person is clicking through your stories, it's actually a lot more digestible for them rather than trying to put every single thing on one page. Because as you know, many people, they're clicking before they're even thinking. It's kind of like an addictive thing that they do with their thumbs or with their fingers. And so if you're putting all of your information on just one page, you're gonna lose the attention and people are probably gonna skip right past it. Versus if you actually create a cohesive, digestible story within multiple stories in a sequence, it's gonna be a lot easier for your audience to follow and retain the information. Now, does this mean you put a sentence on every line on every story? No, absolutely not. You do not want your stories to be 100 stories long just to get one message across. But what I'm trying to say is try to break your paragraphs in chunks at least, or maybe do 2 to 3 sentences at a time. Do whatever you think is going to have the best flow. It is something that requires a good balance, so make sure you are looking at your analytics and you're trying to gauge what works best for you and your audience when you're trying to break up big pieces of information in smaller chunks. Now, moving on to the next rookie mistake that I see, and that is not tagging the person you want to repost your story in every single story. Oh my gosh, that was such a tongue twister, but basically what I'm trying to say is that if you are raving about your favorite mentor, or you're just wanting to talk highly of someone, or you're just mentioning someone in your story, if your story is going through the span of multiple stories, make sure you're tagging that person in each story that you post, especially if you're hoping that that person will repost you. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because people cannot repost stories unless they are tagged in it. Meaning, let's say you are doing a tutorial on your Instagram story and you really want the brand that you're using to repost you. However, the issue is that you're only mentioning the brand in the first story and not the other ones that you've posted about them. Well, guess what? They're only going to be able to repost the story that they were mentioned in. Meaning, if you actually want that brand or that person to repost the entire story of yours, even if it's in multiple chunks, you got to make sure that you're actually tagging them in each story so that they can actually repost it in the first place. Even for me, I have some of you guys raving about my videos and I want to repost your entire story so bad, but you only tag me in like one story. And it looks really weird on my story because you're not really getting to the point yet of when you're actually mentioning me. So that makes me not want to repost it because it simply just doesn't make sense to my audience. However, if you actually re-tagged me in every single piece where you're mentioning me, then I'm able to repost every single thing on my story and it's going to make a lot more sense. This is probably the same thing that happens to a lot of big brands, a lot of influencers, a lot of partners, all these things. So make sure if you do want to increase the chances of you being reposted on someone else's story, that you are doing your due diligence and making sure that they are actually tagged in all the pieces that you're willing for them to share. Now, at this point in the video, we talked a lot about the mistakes that you may be making on Instagram story. And you might be wondering, oh my goodness, what other mistakes am I making? Why am I not growing? All these things. Well, don't you worry, because I want you to hit the notification bell, because in the next video, I'm actually going to explain some of the top reasons why you may not be growing on Instagram. So if you're interested in learning about that, then make sure you hit the notification bell so you don't miss that video. In the meantime, while you wait for that awesome video to come out, make sure you also check out these two videos right here. I talk a lot about social media, entrepreneurship, and coaching. So if you're interested in any of these three topics, make sure you also check out these two videos that I have right here. As always, guys, I appreciate you. I hope you guys have a great day, a great week, and a great life, and I will see you in the next one. Bye, guys.